Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another podcast. I'm reading from my book, Revelation to Transformation, How Seeing Jesus Will Change Your Life, as we approach the one-year anniversary of its release. I'm reading through it for those who've read it. I hope it reconfirms some good things for those who haven't. I hope this is a blessing to you. Maybe it'll motivate you to go get your own copy. I'd love for you to get it and share it with someone in your life. I'm reading from chapter 2, titled The Power of the Exchange Life. I'm at the bottom of page 12. Please let this sink in, as it is a pivotal statement about our understanding of Christ's finished work. Jesus did not come only to change men's lives, but rather to exchange his perfect righteousness for all of our imperfections. There is no Christian self-help program in which we change ourselves, for our problems are too deep-rooted in our first father, Adam. Since we can't change, we need a new life and a new start. This is the provision of the great exchange, where we are made alive by his life. Romans chapter 5, verse 10 says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Look at the last phrase in that previous verse. We shall be saved by his life. Are we saved by our lives? Are we saved from hell by our good deeds or our hard work? Are we made better by our reading, praying, giving, or attending? No. We are actually saved and changed from who we were into his righteousness by his life flowing through us. Now let's take a look at a key verse in the New Testament that gives us the foundation of this wonderful exchange that God made with us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." This is one of my favorite verses in the entire Bible. It says so much to me about how loved and favored that I must be, and I want it to become just as personal to you. This shows us that God made Jesus to be sin, even though Jesus never committed any sins of his own. By making Jesus to be sin, he can't see that sin in me anymore, giving me the very righteousness of God due to my faith in the finished work. Do you see the great exchange? Jesus was made to be sin, so that you could be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Paul, this scripture doesn't mean that Jesus actually became sin, just that he carried our sin. Well, honestly, I used to share that point of view. I believed that because Jesus never committed sin, it was somehow sacrilegious for me to believe that God actually viewed my sin in Jesus at the cross. I would have told you that Jesus carried my sins so that I could carry his righteousness. With this interpretation, one must also believe that Christ's righteousness is something you can put on and take off like you put on a coat. Well, this idea led me to believe that if I committed a sin, my righteousness vanished. While if I did things that were pleasing to God, I was again clothed in righteousness. This is why I preached and believed that in order to be seen as righteous in God's eyes, you had to be doing certain things and avoiding others. I viewed Christianity as the carrying of God's righteousness through actions and works. How is this any different than Islam or Buddhism or even Judaism? Admittedly, we can't build the doctrine of God's great exchange program through the finished work on only one verse. So let's add another. Romans chapter 8, verse 3. "For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh." Paul is showing us that our flesh is too weak to keep the demands of the law. So God sent Jesus in a flesh that was very much like ours. Now, he was not exactly like us because his father was not of this earth, as the virgin birth ensured that Jesus would be born without the nature to sin. Being free from any sin of his own, he thus becomes qualified to have our sins placed in his flesh. Notice that our sin is not carried by Jesus, but rather placed in the flesh. This allowed God to condemn our sin in the body of Jesus. Now, in the next chapter, we explore in detail how God dealt with our sins in the body of his Son. For now, I hope you receive the glorious revelation that with your sins condemned in the body of Jesus, there remains no more condemnation for you. Romans 8 and 1. God can't condemn sin twice, or he would not be just. See your sins as having been condemned in Jesus, and then rest assured that God won't condemn them in you. If your sins are in Jesus, and you have believed in him by faith, his righteousness must be in you. How about one more verse regarding the exchange? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. That concludes our time today. I'm reading from Revelation to Transformation, the second chapter, The Power of the Exchange Life. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.